Hello there and good afternoon. It is 12:24 in the afternoon, and we welcome you to Mornings with Margaret. We are here with guests from last time's podcast, you may remember, Ryan and Victoria. We are also joined by a special guest today, Renee Grock. Renee, say hi.
Hello.
This week, we are going to talk about a symbol in Hockfen. This symbol is the river, or nature in general. My question is, in what ways does Twain use the river as a symbol for freedom? Freedom is a reoccurring theme in this novel. I mean, it only makes sense as there are slaves such as Jim wanting to leave the South and gain their freedom in the North. Black men in the South were treated like property. This is not right, and Jim hates it. So of course, Jim would want to get out of there. Not only is freedom a theme for African-American slaves, but also for the teenage boy, Huck Finn, wanting to escape from his current life. He's living with Pap currently and not happy about it because Pap doesn't act like a good father to him. He abuses him and he drinks in front of him, and he's just not an overall good example for Huck, and Huck doesn't want that. But at the same time, Huck doesn't want to return to his old life with Mrs. Douglas because he feels confined and being ordered around and having to learn all these things when he just wants to be a teenage boy. So he wants to be free, although in a much more milder degree than that of Jim's want to be free, of course. So ladies, to you guys, what do you think are ways that Mark Twain is trying to use the river as a symbol for freedom?
In the first couple chapters after Huck escapes, he says, "Well, all at once here comes a canoe, just a beauty too, about 13 or 14 foot long, riding high like a duck. I shot head first off of the bank like a frog, clothes and all at one, and struck out for the canoe." This quote symbolizes freedom because they use the canoe on the river to show us that Huck wants to escape the life that he is living with his abusive father, Pap.
So what you're saying is that the canoe, so it's on the river, so you said that the canoe is the way for freedom, but the canoe is on the river, so that makes the river for freedom, and that's Huck's way away from Pap.
Yes.
That is really true. In fact, Huck grows to love the river because he talks about how much he loves the raft and the river, just like he loves freedom. They just go hand in hand. The raft is his vessel to freedom. He said, "We said there weren't no home like a raft, after all. Other places do seem so cramped up and smothery, but a raft don't. You feel mighty free and easy and comfortable on a raft." He just loves being there because he knows that soon he's going to be away from all the struggles of society, all the injustices that he had to go through, like Pap beating him, and he's just going to be free, doing what he wants, and loving life because he does love a lethargic life, but he couldn't even find that with Pap.
Yeah, and I see it that Huck on this raft, he gets an insight of what nature is by getting to see all of it in its full form, and that is like freedom to him, because before he was confined in all these houses, and now he's out there living his best life, and this is what he wants to do in life. So again, freedom is just wanting to do what you think you're meant to do.
Going with that idea, in chapter 12, Huck says, "We've laid there all day and watched the rafts and steamboats spin down the Missouri shore and upbound steamboats fight the big river." This shows that Huck was in awe because he could see everything. For instance, if he was confined in the house like he was, he would be confined to a window and he couldn't see anything. But now he's on the river, nothing to block his view, and he is not confined anymore. Also, Jim wants to go to the north. So, by using the rafts and the steamboats, he gets from point A to point B, and this is a freedom to go wherever you want to go, like from place to place.
So to go off of what Renee was saying, is she's saying that point A is the south, which is not where they want to be because that confines them, and then point B is the north, which is where Jim wants to be, because it's his way out of slavery, and that's Huck's way out of being with Mrs. Douglas or his governess or Pap. So rafts help you get from place to place, and that's why the river is used as a symbol for freedom.
A little later in the novel, he says, "Before he was the other side of the river, I was out of the hole. Him and his raft was just a speck of water away off yonder." This quote shows how the river is so big, and it shows how Huck's life is so small compared to the entire world. The river is a symbol for life, while the raft is a symbol for getting to freedom. The raft is the deliverer of freedom, almost. And the raft is the way that they will get to the north, which is freedom for both Huck and Jim.
Yes, and there's also other things that show freedom in the novel. Like, they were actually on their way, Huck and Jim were on their way to Cairo on their raft, and that would be their gateway to freedom. They would go on a steamboat at Cairo and head to Ohio, which is a free state in the north. That was their ticket to freedom, and the river was guiding them all the time. And they loved the river because it was getting them to that freedom. Jim was really excited to get to Cairo, and he said that he'd be mighty sure to see Cairo because he'd be a free man the minute he'd seen it, but if he missed it, he'd be in the slave country again and no more to show for freedom. Freedom would give him safety and pretty much everything he ever wanted. It would give him back to his, he would get his family back, and his life would just be so much better than being trapped. So he's really gaining everything with freedom, and the river is guiding them to that.
I don't think he would get his family back, though, because I don't think we know where his family is. But I think I get what you're saying. Like, maybe he could find someone along the way, and they could start a family. But with slavery, he can't do that. So getting out of there, he's able to do that. So I get what you're saying there.
Yes, and going with what Victoria said and how excited they were really, really excited. But there's also another side to freedom that people don't really talk about, which can be scary, dangerous, or risky. Like in chapter 15, Huck says, "Well, I seem to be in the open river again, by and by, but I couldn't hear no sign of a loop nowheres." This shows that freedom can be scary, and you have to be really courageous to ultimately choose your freedom, because freedom is what you make of it, and if you don't take it like you should, then what's the point of even escaping or finding a new place that you belong? You need to have courage in yourself and get through those dangerous and risky times.
So you can't take freedom lightly, because that's freedom is precious.
The river, and then later in the novel, it says, "The river went on raising and raising for 10 or 12 days, till at last it was over the banks. The water was 3 or 4 foot deep on the island in the low places, and on the Illinois bottom. On the side, it was good many miles wide, but on the Missouri side, it was the same old distance across, a half mile, because the Missouri shore was just a wall of high bluffs." This quote shows that freedom can come in many different shapes and sizes. Both Huck and Jim escaping from pretty big situations. Freedom is always in reach, and we see this in the novel when Huck and Jim are finally at the verge of freedom. Everyone, even today, always has something that they need to be free of, even the smallest of things. But in Huck and Jim's situation, they are achieving freedom from their lives. Once they get to safety, they are basically starting their lives anew.
Throughout the course of the novel, river is the way to freedom in the form of water. Huck wants to get away from Pap, and Jim wants to get away from being treated like dirt, so the raft also shows how Huck and Jim can see more of the world unlike before. Therefore, in conclusion, the river and the raft symbolize freedom in allowing Huck and Jim to leave their confinements behind and find new life.